Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi there. Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. Normally, when I sit down to talk to you townsfolk, I have a script in front of me. Today, I do not have a script in front of me. I will try to keep everything I say today as concise and understandable as possible, but I also wanted to speak authentically and remove as much friction between what I wanted to tell you and what I wanted you to hear so that we can all ride off into the sunset of the end of season two together. So first things first, season two is not over. Season two is not over. I repeat, season two is not over. Why has there not been an episode recently? Well, for the last 2.5 years, we had this global pandemic called COVID, and it was terrible in so many ways. And in other ways, you know, this audio drama probably wouldn't exist if it weren't for it. But what it means for this moment right now is that everybody who went through that, just literally everybody on Earth, has put their life on hold for 2.5 years. And now that the pandemic seems to be a thing of the past, or we've decided that society must move forward, whether that's a good or a bad thing, I don't know, but I digress. People put their lives on hold for 2.5 years, which means that now that things have opened up, that there is more movement in society, everybody's doing all of those things which they had put on hold. We have cast members who are moving, more than one actually, who are moving right now. We have folks on annual leave. Harlan, our editor and also the showrunner for Malevolent, just got married to his partner Joe, so congratulations to Harlan and Joe. I also recently lost my job. I am fine. There's no crisis here. I just want to let you know that I also lost my job, which means I lost my routine and my stability, and it made production exceedingly difficult the last little while. It also means that when it comes to organizing recording times, that routine which we had used to organize these recording times is now impossible because all of our recording times were done remotely on the internet at 1 a.m. with the folks in the UK or at 10 to 12 in the morning. And I'm sleeping at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. now because I work till 7 a.m. in the morning. And that makes things difficult for production. Now, that being said, there are 3 more episodes left in the season, as I see it right now. 2 of those 3 episodes are currently written, and we're doing our best to get them recorded. Because our traditional production schedule is no longer going to work, at least for the short time, that means that we'll have to compromise. And that's fine. That's just life. I just wanted to let you know that the episodes are coming. There is no longer a regular release schedule for those episodes, unfortunately. That might mean that you get an episode next week, or 2 the week after that, or 3 all at once. I'm not really quite sure what it's going to look like, but I do want to get the episodes out as soon as possible, because I think after a season of 2 episodes a week, I know I want some time off. And I'm sure the other folks who are involved with this production as well would like some time off. That being said, moving into season 3, we will no longer be doing 2 episodes a week. 2 episodes a week was super exciting in season 2. And we got to watch the numbers, or rather I got to watch the numbers, skyrocket. Well over 100,000 downloads a month, and it was super exhilarating. But it also took a massive toll on my mental health and my physical well-being. I caught COVID, during the production of season 2. And I've also had a couple other little health hiccups that just make it difficult to record because I either have no voice or I sound like a frog. So moving towards season 3, the production schedule needs to change, and we're doing those things to change it, and we're planning what that will look like. What it will look like, we do not know. Maybe it'll be a bit of a hybrid release schedule, or maybe it'll just be a static once a week like season 1. Now, the reason I always have a script is because I'm very self-conscious about how I come across to you, the townsfolk, because I care about your listening experience, and also I'm just self-conscious about not sounding like I'm complaining, because I'm not complaining. I just want to come to you today and express that life has made our insane release schedule simply impossible at the moment. So, we're doing our best right now to get everybody their lines and make sure that everybody is able to record remotely and work around these new constraints that we have in life now that the world has the world is returning back to its regular speed. That being said, I'm super, super, super excited to get these final 3 episodes to you. We also have some new cast members joining us in the final 3 episodes. 2 of them are from an extremely popular audio drama. You may be able to guess based on our established cast. Who they are, I will not tell you. I don't want to ruin the surprise. I want that to be revealed through the show, or rather through the tweet that I also release when I release the episode, whichever you see first. And then there'll also be a 3rd cast member who I have known since before the show was even released. They were actually an alpha reader when I was looking for feedback on my first episode of The Town Whispers before I ever recorded it. So it's super exciting to see things come full circle. And this person is a friend of mine that I've collaborated with in the past in the 9 to Midnight collab that I did with a bunch of folks that I'm friends with. Now that we're coming to the end of this informal discussion and update slash announcement, I would just like to recap some of the facts. One, life is what it is, and sometimes it makes things a little more difficult, especially when they aren't your primary income. And I apologize that those episodes aren't out to you and that the season will not be ending on July 5th as I had previously planned, but will be a little later and as those lines are recorded and as the episodes are finished. Two, season 3 will be coming out in the fall, hopefully. I just realized that's not a recap. That's something I forgot to add, but that's number 2. Number 3, we will have 3 new cast members in those final 2 episodes. Number 4, Harlan just got married, so go and congratulate him and go listen to Malevolent and Dice Shame. Malevolent's one of my favorite podcasts. It's what I listen to when I go on my evening walks, along with The Milkman of St. Gaff's, The Silt Verses, and Old Gods of Appalachia. So make sure to go and give him a listen and subscribe to his show. Number 5, the episodes will be out as they are completed. I apologize that they do not pertain to the same release schedule that we had maintained for a year and a half, and even more recently since February, the insane 2-week. I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't want you to have to wait. It's caused me a great deal of stress, but I also needed to teach myself to take a step back and to not drive myself crazy trying to get these out, because they don't. It doesn't make better episodes, and it doesn't make me happier. And I want the best episodes to get to your ear holes. And yeah. Number 6, I think I'm just rambling at this point. So it's been a pleasure talking with you without a script today. I apologize to my future self, Editor Cole, because it's going to be really painful listening to myself ramble like this and try and filter through and get the little nuggets of wisdom that are probably not in here. But with that, I bid you all adieu, and I hope you have or are having a wonderful summer, and I'll see you when I see you, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.